They want answers. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Another child of former President Trump has appeared before the committee investigating the Capitol riot.
Donald Trump Jr. met with the House Select Committee yesterday, the Associated Press reports. One of nearly 1,000 witnesses the panel has now interviewed as part of an investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot. Former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who also served as a White House advisor, spoke with the committee earlier this year, as did her husband, a senior Trump administration official, Jared Kushner. Trump Jr. was at a rally near the White House that took place before thousands of supporters marched to the Capitol. The committee has said it wants details about events before, during, and after the violent breach. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve taking action to curb the worst inflation in 40 years, raising its benchmark short-term interest rate by a half a percentage point. The hike is the largest since 2000.
What this does mean for you and me is that mortgage rates will go up a little bit more. Credit card rates will go up. If your mortgage rate's adjustable, that is. Credit card rates will go up a little bit more.
Edward Lawrence with Fox Business. The Fed will likely follow the move with the fastest pace of rate of hikes in 30 years. Wall Street stocks soared to their biggest gain in 2 years after Powell's announcement. The Dow gained 932. The Nasdaq plus 401. The S&P up 124. The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has tested positive for COVID after attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner over the weekend. It says Blinken is fully vaccinated and is experiencing only mild symptoms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Blinken has not been near President Biden.
He has not seen the president in several days, and he is not considered a close contact.
And Psaki said President Biden tested negative yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Georgia man charged with murder after his baby daughter died after she was left in a hot car.
Authorities say David Japhes McCrory Watley left his 8-month-old daughter in a car while he went to the Snellville Police Department to retrieve his gun and ended up getting arrested for a probation violation. The child spent several hours in the hot car Tuesday before her grandmother got her out and took her to a hospital, but it was too late.
He made no statements as to the fact that his daughter was left in the car.
Snellville Police Detective Jeff Manley.
I'm absolutely astounded that somebody would leave an 8-month-old in a car and park away from our building and walk up here knowing that child was in the car and leave him there. I'm astounded.
Watley bonded out of jail on the probation violation Tuesday evening. He was arrested again Wednesday and charged with second-degree murder. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The company behind TurboTax will pay millions to customers in a settlement with New York's Attorney General.
New York Attorney General Letitia James announced the $141 million settlement with Intuit, which is signed by the attorneys general of all 50 states. James says ads for Intuit's product, TurboTax, promised free tax filing services and that they steered low-income tax filers away from the federally supported free services they qualified for and toward Intuit's own commercial products instead. Under the settlement, Intuit will suspend the TurboTax free ads and pay restitution to nearly 4.5 million customers who are expected to get a payment of about $30 for each year they were deceived into paying for filing services. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This year's Met Gala, held at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, earned a record $17.4 million. The annual event is a fundraiser for the self-funding Costume Institute at the museum. The money pays for the operation locations of the Institute and for various exhibits, some of the biggest names in fashion and other celebrities typically attend. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.